Title: Subharmonics with Subtle Saturation Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of the most important skills in drum and bass, getting a sub that feels massive on a system, but still reads on small speakers. And we're doing it the clean way, a stable sub layer, plus a separate harmonic layer where we add subtle saturation on purpose. If you take only one idea from this lesson, make it this. In modern rolling DNB, the bass is usually two jobs. Sub equals weight. Harmonic SQL translation. Let's set this up in Ableton Live using only stock devices. First, quick session prep. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic range, 172 to 176. I'll pick 174 BPM. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one bass, sub. Name the second one bass, harm. And if you like to stay organized, select both and group them into a bus. Call it bass bus. This two layers into a bus workflow is honestly the easiest way to keep low end under control, especially as a beginner. Next, we need a simple rolling MIDI pattern. Create a two-bar MIDI clip on the sub track. Choose a key. Let's go with F minor as an example. Now, program a classic rolling rhythm. A really common feel is hits on beat 1, the end of 1, beat 3, and the end of 3. Then add a couple of shorter ghost notes just before a main hit to create momentum. And a big DNB tip here. In the sub octave, don't get too clever too fast. Pick an anchor note deliberately. The lowest note tends to sound best when it's mostly the root, or maybe the fifth, because the sub doesn't love busy harmony. You can create movement with the harmonic layer and filtering later, while keeping the fundamental stable. Also keep your sub note lengths tight. Often an eighth note or shorter. That space is what lets the drums punch. Once you've got that MIDI clip, copy it to the harm track so both layers play the same notes for now. We'll shape them into different roles. Cool. Now let's build the sub layer. On bass, sub, drop an operator. In operator, use oscillator A only and set it to a sine wave. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D so it's pure and stable. Now go to the amp envelope. Set the attack very short, but not necessarily 0. Think 0 to 5 milliseconds. If it's at 0 and you get clicks, don't panic, we'll fix it in a second. Set decay somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds depending on how long you want notes to feel. Set sustain either all the way down if you want more plucky notes, or a little higher if you want held notes. Set release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, just enough to avoid that chopped, clicky ending. Now add EQ to after operator. On a pure sine sub, you often don't need much EQ. And important, do not high-pass your sub layer. The whole point is that it owns the low end. If you do notice some boom later, it'll usually be around 120 to 200 Hz, but with a sine you might not even have that. Then add utility after EQ 8. Set width to 0%. Full mono. This is non-negotiable if you want club compatibility. Stereo sub might sound wide in headphones, but it collapses in mono and it can get weird on big systems. Great, that's our clean engine. Now we build the harm layer, where the small speaker magic happens. On bass, harm, also load operator. Start with a sine again. That sounds funny, right? Like, how can a sine be audible on small speakers? That's exactly why we're adding saturation, to generate harmonics above the fundamental. Use a similar envelope, but you can make it a touch shorter for punch if you want. Now add saturator after operator. Set drive to something gentle to start, like 3 to 6 dB. For the type, try soft sine if you want smoother, rounder harmonics. That's great for liquid and rollers. Try analog clip if you want something a little firmer and more forward, which can work for darker minimal. Turn on soft clip in the top right. That helps keep peaks under control in a musical way. Now here's one of the most important teacher habits, gain staging. Saturation almost always sounds better because it sounds louder. So immediately adjust the output in saturator so that when you bypass the device and turn it back on, the volume is roughly the same. We want to judge tone, not loudness. What you're listening for, more presence, more hearable bass, but not crunch. If it's fuzzy or fizzy, back the drive down. After saturator, add EQ 8. This is the layer separation step, and it's critical. Put a high-pass filter on harm layer, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 80 to 100 Hz. Start at 90 Hz and adjust by ear. This stops the harmonic layer from doubling your sub frequencies. If you don't do this, you can get phase issues, boom, and that feeling where the low end is huge one moment and disappears the next. Now shape the mids. If the harmonic layer sounds boxy or cardboardy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs more audible bass on small speakers, you can try a gentle boost around 120 to 180 Hz. Don't go crazy. Small moves. Then add utility. Keep this layer mostly mono too. Width at 0% is totally fine, or maybe up to 30% later if you're adding higher frequency stereo texture. But rule of thumb, if you do any stereo tricks, keep them above about 150 to 200 Hz so your low end stays solid. Quick coach tip. Put spectrum on the harm track after saturator and look at what's happening. If you're playing, say, a 55 Hz sign, you should see additional peaks at roughly 110, 165, 220 Hz and so on. That's your harmonic series. If all you see is the fundamental getting bigger, you're mostly changing level, not translation. Now let's glue it together on the bus. Go to your bass bus group, AQ8 first, just for gentle shaping if needed. A tiny cut around 250 to 400 Hz can clear mud, but don't high pass the bus aggressively. The sub lives here. Next, add glue compressor for light control. Set attack to around 10 milliseconds, release to auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to smash it. We're trying to keep it consistent. Optionally add a limiter after that, but treat it like a seatbelt, not the engine. If it's doing more than about 1 dB often, something earlier is too loud. Now the big one. Sidechain to the kick. On the bass bus, add the standard compressor, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick track as the input. Starting settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. And here's the groove secret. Sidechain releases musical. Too fast and the bass pumps in a way that can feel like it's tripping. Too slow and the bass disappears, and your track loses drive. Adjust the release until the bass breathes back in time with the rhythm. Also, another hidden groove fix. Note length versus kick tail. If your kick sample has a long low tail, even perfect sidechain can still feel smeary. Two fixes that often work better than more compression. Shorten your sub MIDI note slightly on kick hits, or use a kick with a shorter tail, or shape the kick envelope so it clears sooner. Now let's add subtle movement, but only to the harmonic layer. This is how you get that rolling vibe without destabilizing the sub. On bass, harm, add auto filter either before saturator or after it. Try both and pick what feels better. Set it to a low pass filter. Start the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz. Keep resonance low, like 0.5 to 1.5. Now use the envelope inside auto filter. Set the amount small, like 5 to 15%. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. This gives you a little talk and motion, while the sub stays steady underneath. At this point, let's level properly. Bring the sub up first until it feels strong, but not overpowering. Then bring in the harm quietly. Quietly. You want to notice it most when you turn it off. Do a quick mute test. Mute the harm layer. Do you still have weight? You should. Mute the sub layer. On laptop speakers or a phone, do you still understand the bass line rhythm? If yes, your harmonics are doing their job, and do a low volume check. This is huge. If you can still perceive the bass rhythm at low volume, you're in the zone. Now, a couple of common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Oversaturating the sub. It might sound exciting for 5 seconds, but it usually makes the low end unstable and steals headroom. Keep the sub mostly clean. Number 2. Forgetting to high pass the harmonic layer. That's how you get doubled low end and phase trouble. Number 3. Stereo sub. Keep it mono. Number 4. Not matching volume when you slash B saturator, glue, limiter. Louder will always trick you. And number 5. Too much 200 to 400 Hz. That mud zone kills rolling clarity. Now, quick extra upgrade ideas, still beginner friendly. If earbuds still don't reveal the bass rhythm, you can create a very quiet third layer just for edge. Call it bass, click or bass, edge. Use operator with a sine or triangle. Saturate it more aggressively, then EQ it so it mostly lives above 600 to 800 Hz. Blend it so you barely notice it when soloed. It's translation glue, not a lead. Also, do a mono-only sanity pass. Temporarily, put a utility on your master and set width to 0% while you balance. If the bass collapses, your harmonic layer is either too wide or too low in frequency while stereo. Now let's do a quick mini practice exercise you can finish in 10 to 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar rolling bass in F minor. Build the SUB layer, operator sign, utility width 0%. Build the harm layer, operator sign into saturator, drive around 4 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 high pass around 90 HE. Sidechain the bass bus to the kick for about 3 dB of ducking. Export a quick loop and listen on headphones, then on laptop or phone. And only adjust two things, saturator drive on the harm layer and high pass frequency on the harm layer. Your goal is simple. The bass rhythm stays audible on small speakers without the low end getting messy. Let's recap. You built a 2-layer DNB bass where sub equals weight and harmonics equal translation. You used subtle saturation to generate harmonics, then EQ to keep the layers separated. You kept the sub clean and mono, added sidechain to make room for the kick, and added movement mainly to the harmonic layer. And you gain staged everything so you're not getting fooled by loudness. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like liquid rollers, dark minimal, or jump up, I can suggest more specific harmonic ranges and saturation curves that match that vibe.